Dimension Y. A Trail of Cthulhu scenario.
You guys haven't communicated any of this shit. And so skipping to the next one is really a hard leap for me because you haven't had anything.
Are you blaming us for playing the game a certain way?
No, just keep going.
Yeah.
If we f*** this up because we don't want to communicate, that is our fault.
Okay, it's okay.
We are going to speak to Fern.
Yeah, we're 1930s men and a woman.
Yeah, you're going to talk to Fern.
Yep.
You show up at the sanatorium. Mm-hmm. You are let in. David is, I'm imagining the Hannibal Lecter cell.
Yeah.
Right. That makes sense.
Wouldn't be that nice probably, but yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Fern, how are you today?
Does anybody have assess honesty? I'm sure somebody does.
Yeah, I got 4.
Yeah, 1.
6?
It's a 0-point spend. It doesn't say anything about a spend. You can see that Fern is really agitated, but he's trying really, really hard not to be. Like, he's trying to appear calm and sane.
Can I...
Like a junkie trying to hide the shakes.
Yeah.
I mean, would spend the point of reinsurance calm him down?
No, not really.
Okay. Mr. Fern, can you explain in your own words, and no, we've already heard the story from some other people, exactly what you saw and what happened, what you remember?
What I saw, you mean from the scope?
Yeah, well, the cubes.
Yeah, I saw the cube in the scope.
The cubans?
The cube in the scope.
Yeah. Legit thought you said cubans.
The same thing.
There's a bunch of cubes. I fucking don't know what happened.
Cubes in the scope.
I fucking love cubans. The ham and the pickle and
the...
I understand the
machine. I'm speaking of the night of the unfortunate incident a few days later.
Yeah, I saw the cube.
Have you seen anything else since then? Have you seen the microbes?
What?
What?
Shh.
You see them too?
Yeah.
Doc?
What?
Wait, what?
Huh?
Huh?
Well, we all saw the microbes from the projector.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but what are you talking about?
The microbes from the projector. With the five-sided thing.
Are you, talking about?
I wake
up. I love that! Everybody at the table, except for Matt, turned and looked at me really intently. And Matt, as soon as their back was turned, started winking really dramatically.
Assess honesty, spend, please. Comedy of errors down here.
Everybody turns and looks to David and says, "What are you talking about?" And he said, "Those." And points above Troy's head.
I look at Troy. I'm sorry, I look at...
Like, lights? What are you pointing at?
I look at Mimic. What do I see?
Everybody is looking at David, confused, like.
No, I'm looking at Calvin. What do I see? You said you pointed at Calvin.
Yeah.
Do I see it?
Make a stability check.
All right. I mean, I'm fucking trying to see it. Why do I gotta make a stability check? I'd be more of a shock if I didn't see the goddamn thing. A 1. I'm fucking fucked.
No, you don't see anything.
All right, false alarm. That's crazy.
What? I don't.
All right, so you're, have you talked to the doctor about what you're seeing? Has he said anything about it?
Yeah, I've talked to Dr. Vach.
And what does he say?
He says he's going to help me.
Help you how?
He's going to help me any way he can.
Do Do you think that the machine affected you? I mean, you're seeing things.
Oh, I know the machine affected me.
So you see cubes. You mean five-sided cubes?
Is that what it is?
Is that not what you see?
I'm still trying to figure out what I see. I see it.
Yeah. It was a polyhedral parabola.
Do you know if there was anything in that machine that was foreign?
No, I built that machine.
What? And
So did your machine do something to everyone in that room then?
You can see the designs. Dr. Williams has those.
Dr. Williams created the machine. You're right. Okay, the designs. I will be writing that down.
Did he show you any literature? Any of the... Like, did he get the idea from something else?
Oh, yeah. He's got all...
Is this your homework, Larry?
That's what happens when you find a stranger homework? In the Alps.
You mean the books?
What books?
The books that Dr. Williams has.
F*** him.
Are these books in Latin?
Some of them might be.
Do you know Latin?
I don't know. No.
Assess honesty?
Yeah.
You can spend all the points you want. The guy is batshit fucking crazy.
That's fair. I'll accept that. Okay. What was in your basement?
What do you mean?
In the boiler room. You moved a bunch of boxes.
It was parts for the machine.
Were there any books down there?
No, not that I remember, no.
Where did this come from? Produces note.
I don't know.
Is that your handwriting?
I don't know.
Illuminati confirmed.
Besides the cubes and the amoebas or whatever, are you seeing anything else?
I can hear the flutes.
We should go.
Go where?
We need to see Dr. Williams.
Do you feel can like you're being watched?
Can you hear him?
No.
No? Oh, the moon's watching you.
What?
Isn't it? Is it the sun, too?
I hum the flute noise, the flute melody that I hear.
Yeah!
Just to myself, just not looking at him, just...
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What? Describe the books that Dr. Williams has. What do they look like? Where does he keep them?
They have pages.
Wow. Are they red? Like, what do they look like?
They look like books. They're big leather-bound books.
What color are they?
Some are brown, some are black.
What color is the ink?
Black.
Okay. The red text.
Yeah, are any of them red?
Oh, sorry. No. Yeah.
Fishing.
I knew where you were going.
Do you know where these books came from?
I don't know.
Does Dr. Vox know anything about all this?
About the books?
Yeah.
No.
Does he know about the machine?
Yeah, I've told him about the machine.
How long ago did you tell him about the machine?
I talked to him about my work.
Did the machine show us something, or did it open something?
Yeah.
For fuck's sake.
What was it designed to do, exactly?
I think it was designed to show us.
Did you change anything?
What do you mean, change anything?
Did you change the designs? Did you make any altercations to the original design?
No, the designs are just like Dr. Williams drew.
Were there any flaw that you noticed in Dr. Williams' designs? Anything intentional?
I don't know. You'd have to check them.
Was there another power source besides the gasoline motor?
No.
Is Dr. Vox interested in the machine?
No.
I suppose that's okay.
Was there anything that you put on the machine or saw on the machine that did not have a mechanical or scientific purpose to be there?
Fuzzy dice.
Fuzzy dice?
Those weren't round things.
Pretty sure.
Google it. Probably not, but Google it anyway.
Okay, you've gotten pretty much all the pertinent information out of him.
Is there anything I can spend a point on to get out of him?
The origins of fuzzy
seem to be that. I mean, that's the problem. He's batshit crazy. Yeah. And he will keep talking. And
I think we need to pay a visit to Dr. Williams again.
Do you have a problem with God?
Which one?
Okay. That's different.
Thank you.
Christian God.
Is it Xanthrax or whatever?
Xanthrax?
Do you have an aversion to crosses?
Oh, no. I just don't believe in it.
I see.
I didn't believe in that when I came back from the war.
I see. Well, I think we need to go pay a visit to the scientists who created this machine.
I like that idea. I second it immediately.
We should probably stay here in a cell. Let's go.
What?
What?
Is there a panic button for we have a crazy that I can push on the way out?
I mean, there's an empty cell right there. Just shove it back close the door.
Beginning if we have to think we have more than one. Okay, let's go talk to Dr. Williams.
Okay.
Like, I've been so completely oblivious to this game for the last 4 hours.
Knock, knock, knock.
Yeah, Dr. Williams will answer.
What
have you found?
A few things.
Yeah, can we come in?
Are you?
Absolutely.
You're pointing the Nerf gun. Are you pointing the real gun?
No. Okay. Real gun's the way.
I'm just curious. I'm playing with it a lot.
You spoke to David?
You did. How is he?
Not well.
Insane.
He is not doing well.
Do you have some books?
He said you kept some interesting literature in your home. I was curious if we could take a look at that.
Sure. He points at a bookshelf.
What kind of books do I see? Can I just burn it and figure out if what I'm looking for is there?
No, I mean the books on the bookshelf are just
legit books.
Yeah, legit books.
These are very nice books. Do you have anything more
like this? And I pull out the notebook page.
I was going to say rare, but that works too.
Is that Latin?
Yes.
No, I don't have anything.
So that's honesty?
You can spend a point. Yeah.
Okay, I will. Is he lying to me?
No, he has no idea.
David was under the impression that the design for the machine was inspired by something from a book.
No.
A very odd book or series of books.
Where did you come up with the idea for the invention?
Is your
blobbity blobbity blah sciencey gobbledygook.
So what books do you think he's talking about then?
I have no idea what books he's talking about.
Are you a god fearing man?
I am a man of science.
Are you a gods fearing man?
And he will look at you just like that, like
seen or heard anything out of the ordinary since we turned the machine on?
No. He will make it very clear that he does not believe in superstition, and he's not a man of faith. He's not.
He's a man of science and age of reason.
Yes, exactly.
He's not.
And you have spent a point of assess honesty. Yeah. If something pings, I will tell you.
Okay. Mind if I go back downstairs, take a look around the room? Maybe there's a book laying around.
Okay, so if it didn't come from... Thinking back, was there anyone else near the machine?
The wife?
Nope.
No, the wife wasn't even in the room.
We haven't even gone to the other three doctors.
Well, yeah.
Binder, no Sykes, and Stubber.
Did you consult anyone else with the making and the formulation of your machine? I know you worked with Binder, Sykes, and Stieber, but did you work closely with them?
No, I took their work and built upon it. That's why I invited them.
See, I think they're red herrings. Mm-hmm. I mean, they may not be, but...
Well, the fact that he hasn't seen anything, I would want to talk to them to see if any in that group have had any other hallucinatory thing, because the fact that, and this is just meta, the fact that he has not is making me think he's the big bad, you know? Clearly. I mean, told us.
He has not.
Yeah, he spent the point, so...
But he spent
that
the point.
That was earlier.
Well, no, just asked him. I just asked him again.
Yeah. So
the thing is, if the thing is that the machine did not set it off, what set it off?
Why did you decide to build this?
For scientific discovery.
No, I'm just wondering, if this thing is altering people's perceptions, how many people's perceptions are being altered? You know what I mean?
We could all be just a kid with a snow globe. We could say in almost ending this, or say in elsewhere.
Lucas wrote something down in his notebook that he has not asked about.
What?
I wrote down the thing about the book.
No, you didn't. You said something very specific, and then you didn't write it down. I'm like, this will come back to haunt us, because Lucas didn't actually write it down.
I'm writing this down in my little notebook.
What was it? You were talking to him, we were talking about blah, 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 blah.
Books, the eyes, the microbes, he sees microbes, he sees shapes.
There's something about the machine.
Mm-hmm.
What was it about the machine? The machine... You wanted to see the designs.
Oh, yeah. You have the designs for the machine?
Yeah, of course I do.
Mind if we see those?
Yeah.
The one thing that I have thought is that we never really investigated is the designs of the machine.
Well, that's why I was asking, like, of ferns. Like, I was thinking, like, yeah, some kind of runes carved inside of it or something, yeah.
No, but no. You have to get Williams to a certain point before he will give this stuff up.
Yeah, I know.
And you've brought back story to tell him. Not exactly the way it wants, but...
That's okay.
Yeah.
I think we're doing all right.
Making headway now, I think.
Do I see anything in the room? Anything that shouldn't be there?
Make a mechanical repair. Somebody.
Can you just spend a point or do you have to make a roll?
No, it is a general.
So you gotta make a roll. You know that it's going to take...
I got 4. Burn 2.
I would say if you at least burn 2, then it's unlikely that you'll...
Sure, it's not. I don't need electrical repair.
I will let you do either one.
I will burn 2 electrical repair.
If you have more electrical repair, you can burn 3, and then it's an instant pass.
I will burn 3.
Go for it.
Then roll the dice, because it may make a difference on your success.
Got a 8.
Oh, great. You notice that the designs and what is left of the machine don't match.
Specifically what part? Like,
something's missing.
Some things are missing. Some things are there that aren't on the design.
Did you modify the machine?
No.
Then where are points X, Y, and Z, and what is A, B, and C that have been added?
He will examine it, and he will... Williams notices for the first time that the actual machine diverges in significant ways from his plans. His reaction is not to suspect Fern of wrongdoing, but to lament the difficulty of reconstructing the machine now that the poor fellow is permanently incarcerated. If only I had known the extent of to which this project depended on the poor boy's rude, untutored genius.
This design change, how could that have changed... In what manner could that have changed the output of the machine?
I have no idea.
What you were anticipating. Instead of viewing something, did we open something?
What do you mean, open something? He won't believe it.
Just a curiosity. Let's say a tear in the fabric of space to dimension Y.
I think you've been reading too many pulp comics.
I mean, you showed us an entire world the other day. Pretty sure it's not that big of a stretch. Looking in a window and opening a window.
Your understanding of the space-time continuum is seriously lacking.
So we didn't find any weird books here. We didn't find any weird books in his room or in the basement.
Did he have any books at the boarding house?
No. Does anybody have accounting?
No. We discussed that earlier.
Yeah. If you spend a point of accounting, he will show you the books.
I spent 1 point.
Okay.
Please show me said books.
Yes. No, he will show you the books for the project that they've been working on. The order manifests, the parts, everything like that to compare with what was done. Okay. The point of accounting shows that there are extra parts.
There are extra parts here.
Yeah.
Did he do this intentionally?
Fern?
Yeah.
I believe so.
Looking that up.
With your repair skills, you can see the number of parts that he ordered. He could have built 6 of these.
Well, we saw that he moved a bunch of boxes that had parts that he said had parts out of the basement. Those were his parts, not the parts intended. Does it say where those parts came from?
Yeah, you can see where they were ordered from.
Did you see where they're delivered to?
Right. Where? Please give me this information.
We've been duped!
I think it's the doc.
You think it's Williams, or you think it's Volk?
Yeah, the second guy.
Calls to suppliers confirm that he did place much larger orders than Williams knew about. However, he always picked the components up himself, so there's no way of knowing where they wound up.
We've assessed on this.
Williams picked them up?
No.
Fern picked them up.
Yeah.
Did, in the days before the incident, did Fern bring boxes in from home?
No. He only showed up here to work.
So he worked
on it. We
gotta
go to Volk's.
He worked on it in his basement, and he did it for someone else, obviously.
He piecemealed it and took it somewhere.
Yeah. Can we go to Dr. Bach's house?
I mean, you haven't really been affected as bad as us, so...
Refresh my memory. Refresh my memory. When he said the doctor has books. Did he specify which doctor has books?
No.
No, he did not.
He fucking didn't. Good job, Lucas.
I don't remember if he said William. I really don't remember if he said William's or
Dr. I think we should go visit Dr. Voxholm.
I think it's a good idea.
Dr. Voxholm?
Yes.
Yes. He's the new character.
I know Voxholm is the name.
It's a crime scene.
I don't care.
And I want to go see it.
Okay. You can go see it.
Are you just saying that he doesn't live there just because his wife was murdered?
No, I think that if he...
It's been a few days.
No, I get that. I'm just saying he's saying it's a crime scene. I'm like, okay.
It's been
a crime scene on an open and shut case.
It's still...
They probably processed the scene and they're done.
The scene should have been processed.
Right, but what... I mean, just thinking about the person who probably wrote this, I think it's interesting that... I thought it was interesting initially when Lucas was sort of shut down from going there, but I wonder if that was an intentional writing.
He sets this up. Specifically, he has his wife... whom was having an affair with another man gets killed. There's motive. Oh, good God. You did disclose that information, yes?
Yeah.
Guess who was screwing around with so-and-so?
Let's go back to the crime scene that has probably been processed and cleaned up by now.
Yeah.
Anybody home? Knock, knock, knock. So I got points in locksmith to get in there.
Cody.
I got points of explosives.
Stability check.
Do I want to do a thing? I'll burn one. I've still got a couple to burn. Three.
Nope.
Give it to me. Give me that demon salt and flute goodness.
Suddenly, in a sickening epiphany, you realize who's responsible for the entire Y-Scope conspiracy.
Old Man Withers.
It's Elizabeth. She's an agent of a blind idiot god called Azazoth, and has been for as long as you've known her.
Is this her niece?
She sneaked into William's lab at night and reoriented the wiring of the Y-scope. You've been used to confuse the case while the end times commence. There's only one thing to do. Go and kill her. That's immediately great. To save the world.
That's great.
That's unfortunate.
Six stability.
Oh, I'm nuts. I'm real nuts. I'm super nuts.
And a mythos shock.
Nice. One, two, three, four, five, six. I'm at -5. So go ahead and start compounding that damage, because that's...
Your stability will drop by one.
Yeah.
Your sanity will drop by one.
Yep.
If the stability test fails, the character stops what he's doing and goes off to murder his source of stability.
No.
Upon seeing his intended victim or being confronted by fellow investigators with obvious craziness of what... The characters realize that he's been deluded by unseen forces.
I get it. So we're in his house, right?
I don't know.
You're in you're at Vox. No, you haven't even gotten to Vox house.
Yeah, where am I?
You're leaving Williams.
I'm leaving Williams.
You step out the door and boom, it hits you.
So Williams is a residential place, right? Or it's
industrial.
What is the nearest thing to hand that would be approximately 2.5 feet long and heavy?
Break off a piece of the wrought iron fence on the porch, the railing.
Something, you know, maybe there's a
tire iron in the car.
Good point. I've got to do it to save the world. I got to save the world.
I'm not sure you're gonna need that.
Beeline.
Where are you going?
I open my trunk. Got to save the world. Pick up tire iron. Got to save the world. I can't believe she did.
Stop.
I'm locking my car. I'm getting in my car. If you don't restrain me, I'm going to drive off and beat the shit out of my knee. So.
I'm going to try to restrain her.
I'm going to fight Lucas.
What do I have to roll scuffling? Is that a thing?
Yeah. To physically restrain her, yes.
So Lucas is going to combat on scuffling.
What is your threshold? I didn't write it down. Okay. So you need a 3 to hit her.
I can spin 3.
You can't spend in combat.
Oh.
Yeah, you can.
Well, you can't spend to automatic. Or, well, you can spend to add to your hit.
Yeah. Then you would only need to spend 2.
Okay, then I will spend 2.
But wait, he's acting on... I would like to know. Is he acting on scuffling 3?
Yes.
I'm acting on weapons 4.
Okay.
Okay, so I roll a 9. Do I
go first?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Whichever pool is higher would act first.
Okay, I didn't know. My scuffling's at 12.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you said you were only spending 3, so I thought, or 2, so no, I don't
spending
have
to. It's your max pool.
Well, go ahead. Do you hit me for 6 damage?
No. I rolled a 9 total because I used 3 to...
Yeah, that's...
Successful.
Or I used 2, actually, so I rolled up.
So are you looking to crack her over the head, or are you just stopping
her? I want to handcuff her and get her down on the ground so she stops moving and get the lead pipe or whatever she has away from her.
Lead okay. Pipe? You can subdue her.
Okay. I subdue her. Is there any way to talk her
What are you doing?
Down?
Weapons 4?
You no longer have a weapon in your hand. I just threw it out.
My fists are my weapons.
Which are now handcuffed.
Her wily...
No, you'll get one action. So you've got her grabbed. You haven't got her cuffed yet. You haven't got her disarmed.
Okay. I'll call for the other two. Hey, she's trying to hurt someone.
What are you doing, Cody?
Weapons 4. I will spend 2.
Can you use a weapon if you're restrained? How does that work?
Depends on what he says. I'm attempting to act on weapons 4. That doesn't mean that I can use my weapon.
I don't. Honestly, I don't either.
I don't think I've ever seen that before.
I mean, if you're trying to get out, I guess it would be like an athletics roll, right?
Right, but I would have declared mine at the top of the round, which would have been I'm acting on weapons 4. So I take initiative at point 4.
But if something previous in the round interrupts right. what you're able to do, then...
So the question is, does he rule that I can still hit you with the tire iron?
Nope, I would give you a chance to shake him off.
Okay, then I will do that. So I need to use scuffling?
Scuffling or athletics?
I will use athletics of 3.
You don't. Units. Nothing?
You don't, just whether or not. I'm spending
What's your hit threshold? It's right below your sanity block.
Missed 4.
Okay.
I spend all 3 in athletics.
Okay.
I roll 3, so total 6.
You don't get them. Or no, you need a 4. Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll shake them off.
You have to declare.
Anybody else doing anything?
I got nothing to use in any form of combat.
You got a pistol.
I mean,
shooter.
I will. At this point, I'll allow an interpersonal spin to calm her down.
I mean, that's what I was asking about.
I have a reassurance.
So can I use reassurance or what?
Oh, no. You went right for tackling.
Yeah, my intent was to stop her from moving and then calm her down.
Yeah, but you can't do... You get an action on your turn.
Okay, well, now it's my turn again, right?
Like, do you think that you could ever reassure me directly after you tackled me?
If I stroked your hair.
No.
I don't think if you laid Matt out on the concrete and went for your cuffs, hey, it's going to be fine. You're okay. That doesn't work.
I would try for the rest of my life to smack the bitch out of you. There's no way this lady's going to give in. I'm just thinking. I'm sorry. Meta.
Either way.
Matt or Troy?
I will try reassurance. Can I barter reassurance? It's my only thing I got. Like, it's that, assess honesty, and bureaucracy.
Does it say that I think anyone who tries to stop me is in on it? Is that what you read? No.
It's saying that the other players can figure out what...
Yeah, okay. Then I will choose to act on fleeing 4.
Oh, no, you'll snap out of it. I'm sorry. Upon seeing his intended victim or being confronted by fellow investigators with obvious...
So me grabbing
confronted
her,
by fellow investigators, the obvious craziness of what he's doing, the character realizes that he's been deluded by unseen forces. So you will snap out of it.
So as soon as I grab her, she snaps out of it.
That's less fun.
It is.
I like the way ours is worked. Let's go with that.
Bean somebody with a...
Oh, that's okay. There's more.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sure.
There's plenty of other ways to kill our friends.
What just happened? You just kind of lost it for a second.
I don't know. I was convinced my niece was behind all of this.
Was she there?
I'm at 5, by the way. I don't know if that helps either.
She's not even on our list of people to talk to.
She vomits, I assume. That seems like an appropriate physical reaction.
Yeah, sure.
Like, I just keel over the car and just vomit.
Like in his mid-sentence, though.
Those running shoes. Like,
she's not even on our list of...
Oh my god, I was gonna hit my niece with that tire.
In between vomiting.
Do we need to take you back to the sanatorium?
Yeah, how's that feel, buddy?
I don't think any of the pots here need to be calling any kettles here, whatever. So let's all just agree that we probably need to visit Dr. Vox again.
Okay. You guys are going to go to Dr. Vox. You're not going to find anything. There's nothing there. You've got the clues, and you're not quite putting them together in the right way.
The doctor has the book.
So how
many more doctors were on that list of people? There are three other doctors.
So if we go back over the evidence for a minute, we know there are books. Mm-hmm. We know that the machine was changed.
Yep.
We are assuming that the machine did something to all of us, which is why we're seeing things.
Yep.
We are assuming that everything we've learned from Fern is correct, and that somewhere there's a set of books that talk about the demon Sultan Azathoth, and that this is the reason why we're doing what we're doing.
Okay, there's one assumption that you're making that is dead wrong.
That is Fern and is telling all the truth?
There you go.
Yeah, and he's not telling the truth.
Assess honesty wouldn't work because he is batshit
right. Fucking crazy. I mean, he told us that he didn't change the designs, but he clearly did.
Well.
So the question is, where are these books actually at?
I mean, that's the thing, so what do we focus
there's
on?
There's another thing that you're assuming.
That the books exist?
Yes.
Okay. Beans. That was the.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. We're talking to a crazy person, and that's what I was trying to say. We're playing with people's interpretations. We actually have very little physical evidence to go off of. For all we know, it's Ellen who was making changes with Fern in the middle of the night. Like, you can't refute that either.
Maybe it
While
was.
While I think that Matt has wrapped it up in a nice, tidy package, that Dr. Vox did it to kill his wife, that doesn't make a lot of sense.
No, that's just motivation for having her be killed. While his end game.
Right,
know,
but he didn't
test.
Have her be killed. Fern saw some shit and flipped.
Mm.
He didn't force Fern to see that stuff.
Mm.
So the question is, we've got a missing machine. Perhaps the question is not to find who the person is, but to more logically figure out where the machine is.
Well, the machine
and
is.
Who... You mean the parts that were taken out of the boarding house?
Yes.
Yeah? Who would have had access to move those?
The mother.
No.
All of them. Vox, Mom, and... Fern.
Vox doesn't live there anymore.
But he would have access.
Nope.
Fern.
Who else lived there?
I mean, Fern moved them.
William.
Fern moved them.
See, the question is, where did Fern move them? See, I think...
If they were parts of
Where would he be expecting to be?
William's place.
Nope. His own? Not if he was putting together a murder with Vox.
Murder with what?
With Vox.
Then it would be at Vox's home, right? Or the sanitarium.
The sanitarium.
Right. Which is why... said 5 minutes ago.
Okay. So we go to Vox's home. We don't find anything. All right.
Yep.
Why don't we go back to the sanitarium? Maybe it's there.
Okay. It's a big area with lots of place to use to build something. And then if there's fallout because he's making people see things, nobody's going to believe him because it's an insane asylum.
You are correct, sir. Let's do this thing. You going to be all right?
Do I see any microbes on these fuckers?
Even a rod.
This is what happens when
you asked the question.
You're mad at him.
I'm not mad.
Oh, you look it.
Sounded like you slammed the thing.
No, I just drop it.
Okay.
No, I'm ready. I'm ready for this.
Even or odd, call it.
Evens. Four.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You do.
On all of them.
Roll d3. Roll d6 and divide by two.
I know. One.
Okay. One.
You should have picked one or two, three before you had him roll.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should have.
I'll re-roll. You just
okay.
Figure it out. Which one's one?
One, two, three, four, five, six.
One, two, three, four, five, six. Two.
Yep.
No, four.
I'm a four.
One, two, three, four, five,
so
six.
So me.
Okay. So it's one who hasn't had a psychotic episode.
I mean, I didn't tell you guys, but yeah, I saw the moon and sun.
You did?
I didn't. Yeah, I didn't say it. I didn't say it out loud.
Yep.
I'm just scratching the back of my head.
So how are you guys going into the sanatorium?
What time is it?
Hell, I don't know what time it is.
It's probably early afternoon by now.
I mean, it depends on if it's going to be dramatic and it's the final scene, then it's nighttime.
It's dark. It's rain.
Sure.
Night. All right.
Okay, so you guys are heading to the sanatorium.
It is a dark and stormy night.
Yes.
The moon is out through the clouds.
It's watching you.
It is blinking.
Because the other thing that really gets me, I would just like to point out, and this is something that I think has to do with the fact that it's Azathoth. None of us are manifesting the same hallucinations.
Well, he and I are.
Sort of.
Pretty similar.
Yeah, but...
Sun and Moon, I guess, but yeah.
But each one of these is sort of a strange... They're not really connected.
I think that's one reason why it's a bit confusing. There's no connectivity between us.
But I think that's the point.
Right.
Yeah.
I agree. I think that's 100% the point.
Let's go to Santorin and kill...
Well, I mean, but he's seeing the shapes that we all saw from the machine.
Right.
We are seeing very similar hallucinations.
Solar and lunar things.
You're seeing a hallucination, but it doesn't have anything to do with microbes.
No, I'm just saying. But the two of us are seeing similar things.
You're seeing a paranoia, which again, like I said, if you know...
You're seeing Azathoth, the eyes of Azathoth because he's a planet.
He doesn't have eyes.
I know. Just trying to make it work.
But he's watching you.
Actually, I think he's known as the Blind God.
Yeah, I know.
This is a gaseous planet?
No.
Well, no, he said Blind God when he was talking about the dream he had of Elizabeth.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying. I just think it's interesting that they keep using peering eyes for him when he's the Blind God. So yeah, Dark and Stormy Night, we're being subjected to things. Perhaps no one is there and we're just breaking and entering. I don't know. That seems thematically appropriate to me.
I have Locksmith. I can probably get in.
That's up to you guys. Are you going to try and sneak in? Break in?
So it is called...
Talk your way in?
We don't have the
layout. There's people there working all the time.
Yeah, that's true. We don't really have the layout.
Oh, yeah, but they're not going to let you just wander around. Is there a side entrance, a garage, something we can get into that would give us access to the sanatorium in a less obvious way?
You could go in looking for Dr. Vok.
Do you think they just let us wander?
I'm sure someone will probably call him. They'll tell us that we're going to meet him the next day.
You could show up.
Oh, we'll burn. Desperate. We got to burn tonight.
Desperate and say that there's new information that you've uncovered that
this woman is sick.
That could be exactly what you need to help David.
I don't know. I'll put it to a group vote.
However you guys want to do it.
I think we try and go in the back door and search for this machine ourselves.
Yeah, I'd like to burn my stealth points.
Sure.
Okay.
Is there a side or servant's entrance?
There is definitely a maintenance entrance.
I also have disguise and shadowing. That's apparently a thing I have a speciality in.
You could totally pretend to be a real cop.
You can pretend to be a doctor.
Bring a crazy in.
Could also pretend to be a doctor.
Nurse. Or we could just go into the basement and find it.
Yeah, whatever door I need to unlock, let's do it. I got a locksmith, let's break in.
Go for it.
Is it
a point spend or is it...
You tell me.
No, I mean,
I got 2 points in it.
It's a
technical ability.
Then it's spend a point.
Interpersonal ability?
It's a technical ability. Just spend a point.
I spend a point to get in.
Lucas says, open the door.
Cool.
In we go.
Yeah.
Hey, before we go in, can I see any stars?
Yeah. Or no, we said it was raining.
Okay. Well, I was going to burn an astronomy point. Just even think it was weird.
The moon that's looking at you through the clouds is weird.
Hmm.
Make a stability check.
I'm on to your games.
You keep asking.
One.
Which one is that?
I think that's...
2 points.
Have you gotten below a nice level yet? Or...
I'm at 2 left.
Oh. Cool. Yeah, you guys got hit with the higher ones.
Yep.
Okay, you find, like, the maintenance entrance. Storage areas, kind of deserted around this time of night.
Are they locked?
What?
The storage areas.
There's, like, tool chests and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. I was thinking, like, big.
Does it appear as if somebody has built something in this?
No, this is the facility storage area.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Gotcha.
Cool.
This is supplies and tools and
okay.
Shit like that.
Like a basement stair somewhere?
I'm sure you could find one.
Find one.
He may cost the spin.
What about like evidence collection or forensics? Would that help to find?
No. Okay. Don't worry about it. Somebody, one person, give me a roll and call odd or even.
Got it.
All right. Odd? It's a one.
Yeah.
Cool. You don't run into orderlies.
Good.
You will find stairs going down.
I go down.
Cool.
Gun in hand.
We're making assumptions in the basement, but it's always in the basement, right?
Isn't it? Isn't that where
he
built?
That's what he said he was looking for.
It's pretty heavy. It's not going to be in an attic, you know? If you're trying to have...
I'm going to make it in the attic.
Huh?
Jeff just moved it. Thanks.
Stop giving him stuff.
Said it's too heavy. You saw a big
one. I'm sorry. Has Matt seen anything lately? Does he need to make a stability check?
Yeah, he just did.
Oh. Does he need to make another one real quick?
Are you looking?
No. He is.
Okay.
I'm looking for a machine.
Reach out for his hair again.
Would you f*** off? He just points the derringer at the back of Lucas' head.
Put my gun in your palm.
My palm?
Your palm. As you reach.
Oh! You wouldn't find stairs.
Okay.
You've already spent 1 point of locksmith. I'm not going to make you do another.
Thank you.
The basement opens directly into Fern's laboratory / temple. Where he
hot great description.
Before we enter, I'm burning sense trouble. Just throw that out.
Doesn't work that way.
No. Oh, okay. Look. Never mind. Go ahead.
The basement opens directly into Fern's laboratory / temple, where he, hopped up on amphetamines, conducts a nearly continuous ritual to open the portals between this world and the realm of ultimate chaos. Arrayed around the room are 6 projector devices. Like the Y-scope, but bigger and more overtly sinister in appearance. Where their beams intersect, a 5-sided cube hangs permanently in the air. About the size of an automobile, this cube writhes from within and intermittently displays a 7th, even 8th side.
So is he actually standing there?
Yeah, he's in there. And he's not alone. Dancing about the chamber, wailing on bloodied razor-tipped flutes, are man-sized versions of the bacterial entities previously witnessed through the Y-scope. Anyone who has heard the awful tootling of Azazoth's realm recognizes the atonal caterwauling.
Oh, hey. I know that tune.
Yeah.
It's my favorite song. This is my jam.
Held
acid bass, but you guys get mad.
Held in low bench-sized-shaped cages beneath the cube are the tormented figures of Vox's more expendable patients. Fern participates in the dance, wielding a flute of his own.
I've decided the flutes are playing. We built this city.
Perfect.
That's the torture.
I think the new lyrics are, we built the city on Azathoth.
There's an 80s style montage of like fixing up a house, but
they're all like flutes.
Yeah.
They're like ripping out rib cages and putting them in the walls.
Cheesy laughter. Somebody wipes paint on somebody else's face. It's great.
But it's blood. It's blood. Like literally there's like a pig carcass that they're finger painting on the walls. And one of them just goes bleep.
Alright. Hold it right there.
I'm telling you guys, we gotta make an album. We can't sing it, but somebody who knows how to sing needs to make this.
Does he halt his ritual when I yell at him?
No. The flutists turn and are like, "Hi!"
I fuck it. I fire shot at Fern.
Okay, who is acting on what pool?
Firearms, I suppose, right?
Yes.
At firearms 4.
I got firearms, but I never said I had a gun. We kind of rushed into this.
Preparedness?
Use a preparedness.
I will burn 3 points of preparedness, because, right? What the fuck?
Burn, and then you roll.
Yeah. I rolled a 5.
Excellent. What kind of gun do you want? You're a hunter, so I'm assuming rifle.
Sawn off shotgun. Double barrel.
No, he's got Dadam's elephant rifle from when he went with Teddy Roosevelt in the Serengeti.
It's a muzzle. You gotta load it.
No, an elephant gun, you know, it's not gonna be a muzzle loader. I mean, like elephant shells are like this fucking big.
So you're gonna shoot? You're gonna use firearms?
Yeah.
Okay. What? You had firearms 4?
4.
What's your max pool?
10.
Fuck. What the kind of PI am I?
The kind who doesn't go around shooting people and investigates.
He can't investigate. He has no evidence collection.
Can I burn some preparedness? I don't have firearms, but knowing that we might find some of these devices here, I do have explosives to burn as a skill.
You do?
Yes.
I put explosives on there?
You did. So I would like to burn my preparedness to get some explosives on the way here. Like, stop at the hardware store and get some dynamite for stump removal.
For stump removal.
That's what I sell at the hardware store.
That's what the preparedness is for.
So
it's going to be a really high fucking roll.
Then I'm burning 4.
Okay.
7?
I said it at 8, but...
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
So, perhaps a little... I'm just going to tone this down for a second here. A little bit more reasonable than explosives, although I like your style.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking along the same lines. We came through a tool shed, right?
Yes.
Okay. Preparedness to have picked up several gallons of gasoline for the maintenance objects that they use in and around the...
Yeah, these things run on gas. Let's just open the tank and put a rag in, light it, and run.
Well, I was going to start setting the room on fire.
That's okay. Good. You do that.
Okay. Roll preparedness.
Don't want to blow.
You're gonna fight it really hard. You do.
I have a lot.
I
bet he'll set the DC.
I would say 5 for cans of gas. That is nowhere near as implausible as explosives.
I will.
In your scientist, you could have like maybe.
I will spend.
Yeah, I'm gonna burn some chemistry points and mix. I'll spend 4 and baboons.
I have 10.
You do.
All right. Then I will act on... you going to call that athletics to set the room on fire?
To throw gas, yes.
Okay, then I act on athletics 3. Because it still counts as my base, even if I spent all the points, yes?
Your base, yes.
Okay.
What are you acting on?
I am acting on mechanical repair, and I'm going to start trying to demolish as fast as I can any machine around me.
Cool.
Probably using the gun. Shooting out the lenses.
Hitting it because you have no weapons or no firearms.
No, but if I just put the muzzle of the gun on the lens and pop.
I mean, you could.
This is one of the best things about this game.
Oh, you're out of preparedness, aren't you?
So what is your mechanical repair?
I'm at 4.
What's your total?
What's your max?
What do you mean?
Would you start?
He erased it.
I started with 8.
Oh, okay. You didn't erase it. Good.
Okay. They are going to act on weapons.
75.
Okay.
Oh, they're servitors.
So how does sense trouble work?
Damn it.
You sense trouble.
When someone's sneaking up on you.
Okay.
Something like that. It's perception.
Yeah, usually what will happen is if you were in a blind alley and I said, roll sense trouble. You could roll, or you could say, I'm going to spend 2.
Okay.
Oh, I rolled a, you know, in that case I rolled a 1, so I'm going to nose it anyway.
Gotcha.
All right, kill us.
Okay, I probably should have made you guys make roll stability.
I was kind of surprised you didn't, actually.
Yeah.
That's what you were going to ask, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You stopped yourself, though. Good. Roll stability, everybody.
Damn it.
What is my next level if I'm at -5?
Yeah, I don't even know what my level is at.
What do you mean, your next level?
Spend 2.
Right now, you're at a... All your difficulties are increased by 1.
Okay.
Once you hit -6, it's 2.
I got a 6.
Excellent.
Okay, so I just need to make this roll flat then, because if I'm at -5, it makes no sense to spend negative stability.
Yep.
But I'm at 0. I'm at 0 now. Cause I spent 2.
Yeah, what if... Yeah, can I spend the 0 without being...
If you sit on 0, you are okay, I think.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Just where I'm at.
It's when you're -1 to -5, and then after -6, you're in trouble.
And get a 3.
You lose 2.
Got a 1.
Okay, you lose 2.
So that puts you in the negatives, right, Troy?
Yeah.
So Troy and I are in the negatives. Everyone else is 0 or higher.
Yep.
Okay. The flattest are gonna go.
Surprise! Surprise.
We didn't roll initiative.
Yeah, we did.
It's determined by what pool you go off of.
Their pool's a lot better than ours is.
Okay. I'm going to send 1 at each of you. Lucas.
Yeah.
Hit.
Hit what? How do you know it hit? Like, how do you determine what hits?
Because it
your hit threshold.
Hit threshold.
It meets. Is that still a hit?
Yeah.
At a 4?
Yeah.
Okay. So what am I losing?
He's going to roll everybody.
6.
Health?
Yes.
Yes.
Nope, you lost 6 bacon.
Not the bacon.
Why the bacon?
Troy. That'll hit.
What's your threshold?
4.
I'll say most.
It's 3 or 4.
I say most humans are either 3 or 4.
6. Matt.
Oh.
I didn't spin, so that misses.
Yay.
Cody. 3. No, 2. Sorry, I didn't spin.
My hit threshold is 3.
Yep, you're good.
All right.
That would be Troy.
Guess I'll shoot one of them.
Are you going to shoot a servitor? You're going to shoot...
If I'm being attacked, yeah.
I'm just asking.
I'm going to spin 2. For 5.
That'll hit.
Thank goodness that they're Mythos creature. In trail, you can hit on a 5. You roll damage on
roll this. Damage. D6 plus 1.
Nice. Big gun.
3.
Matt.
You're destroying the
machine. Yeah, you're acting on mechanics.
Working on the machine.
Make a roll.
Okay.
Make a spend, or spend points and roll if you want.
Spend 2. 4, 7.
You run up to one and you grab something important and yank it out, and the thing billows smoke and putters out.
Sweet.
Is there an overall perceived change on the cube in the center?
No, not on the cube in the center. Roll a die. Call odd or even.
Odd. 6.
Okay.
What? You're a bastard.
What?
Nothing. It's funny. I like it. It's good.
I'm waiting for the fallout.
Lucas.
The roll.
No.
You passed.
No.
Oh.
No?
Not what it was.
No.
Lucas.
What the f*** was it?
You passed.
We'll find out when we're done, probably.
You said a 4-letter word that you keep saying that is bad each time you say it, so that was my assumption. Don't say it.
F***.
Yes, f***. Please stop saying f***. Jackass.
Wouldn't my mom be happy then? Grandma, too.
I actually want to shoot David.
Skull?
Oh. Instead of one of the creatures. Can I do that?
Hang on just a second, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize it put another stat block down below.
No.
I'm just making sure. Sorry, go ahead.
I would like to shoot David.
Sorry.
Go for it.
And I will spend... I only have 4 firearms.
Spend them all and hit him in the eyeball.
I'll spend 2.
Go for it.
6.
Hit. D6.
1d6. Plus 6? Or plus 1, you said?
Nope.
No.
Just for the rifle. You got a pistol.
5.
He drops.
Nice.
Boom, right through the f***ing head.
Who'd you shoot? Fern or...
Yes.
Yep.
Vox.
I fire Fern right in the eye.
Vox isn't in here.
Oh.
Oh, I thought you said he was.
No, Vox, was more matter. Expendable patients are caged under the cube.
I see.
Cody.
Fern was free to run around?
So what skill is...
I swear to God. You said it was acrobatic or athletics or something to throw the flame, right?
Athletics to throw a
you
can
said
of gas.
Q, roll stability.
Huh?
Nothing. So every time I said that word tonight, I've had to roll stability. So.
No, I didn't ask you to roll stability. I asked you to roll and call odd or even. That's a luck.
No,
that's a luck check.
Okay.
I want to throw. So what is this throwing gasoline going to be, Jeff?
Athletics.
Cool. I'm making that roll flat.
Where are you throwing it?
So see, I'm at -5, right? How unstable am I?
You are still able to function.
Yourself.
You're shaking. You're not blasted.
Because really, okay, I will begin pouring gasoline on the nearest machine.
Okay.
Nearest that I haven't already destroyed.
Well, if you're just running up to it and pouring it, then...
Well, I'm assuming you're not going to let me pour it and light it at the same time. Well, you're going to let me do that in the same round?
No, that's fair.
Okay, so at this point, I'm...
Slosh it around more.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm just trying to see how crazy I am, because if I'm really crazy, I just uncap it and hurl it at all those people in the middle.
Mm.
But if I'm not that unhinged...
That's what you're saying.
I will take out the machines.
No, you are functional.
Okay, if I'm still functional, then I'm going to be splashing it on the machines.
I think you should roll an eraser to find out
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you're functional.
Good to know for you.
Yep.
All right, so I'm slashing on the machine.
Okay.
I'll attempt to alight it next round.
Okay. Anybody changing their pools?
Yes.
No. I don't have mechanical repair, so I can't do anything with this.
You want to change it to electrical repair?
Okay. What's that?
Same. 8.
Works.
I just have more of it to burn.
I will stick with firearms.
Okay.
Well, you can burn out the mechanical
repair. Is lighting it going to be athletic?
Well, just in case, you know, like, this could be an escape route thing, a car, an elevator, a thing.
If you want to be a real dick, just call it explosives.
I'll just make it... Oh, I could. No, I'll just make it an action.
Okay. Then I will continue using athletics, I assume, because that's probably the easiest thing to go off of.
Okay. Troy, you sticking with firearms?
Yeah.
Okay. They're going to go again.
Yep.
Lucas?
Bring around the horn.
3.
Misses.
Troy? 5.
That's it, right?
For 6?
I'm like negative 6.
You're
ooh.
Good.
Ooh, shit.
No, not at negative 6, he's not.
Yeah, he pooped his pants a little, but he's fine.
He's hurting.
He may have to make a consciousness check.
Yes.
I thought you had to be a certain...
Yeah,
you only had
to be way down for that.
Oh, you took damage from the sun. I forgot. Matt. 3.
Push.
Yep.
For 5 damage.
Okay, silly dilly okio.
Cody.
Yep.
So, miss.
2, 3. Okay.
Troy.
Shooting again.
Does he have, at negative 6, does he have to stay awake?
He'll get an action, then I'll give him a health check.
Okay, fair enough.
What are you shooting?
Same thing that I shot at before.
Yeah, did he kill that servitor?
No.
Okay.
Roll a 5.
You hit.
D6 plus 1.
Can I end that? 5.
Okay.
Really have to hope they go away when we destroy these gates.
Matt.
Mm-hmm. Burn 2 on destroying the next one in the line.
Okay.
For a 5.
That'll get it.
Okay.
Roll me a D6 and call odd or even.
We'll go odd again.
That wasn't for saying a word.
5.
What did you call?
Odd.
One of the servitors disappears.
Oh. So how many are left, I'm sorry?
3 left.
Okay.
Roll off, everybody.
Oh, he wants to see whose servitor disappears.
5.
6. 6.
Lucas is... Oh, you two roll off.
5.
3.
Lucas is gone.
Cool.
Servitor in front of you just...
You already put a bullet... No, you put a bullet, in front of you, so that's good.
Killed his ass. So good. It's on me now?
Yes.
I'd like to fire my gun at one of the machines that neither of these guys have...
Sounds good.
I'll just roll flat. Because I've only got 2 left if something else comes after me. Yeah, I'll spend 1. I got 2 points left. I'll spend 1.
Okay.
For a 6.
That'll hit. And that'll destroy one.
Shoot it right through the lens.
That means there's 3 left, and there's 3 servitors, so roll a d6 and call out or even.
Even. That's a 1.
Nothing happens. I'm not going to make you roll for it, but it will take a round for it to actually destroy the machine.
Okay, then I'm going to... Then I will light and move to the next one.
Okay.
Because there should be... I'm setting one on fire. There should be 2 left.
Yep. Yes.
Okay.
So that's... Okay. So it's not officially destroyed yet.
Nope.
No.
Gotcha.
But it is... You see flames start licking around it.
Okay.
Is anybody changing their pools?
No.
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 Please attack us.
Health check.
Oh, wait. There's no... The servitor on
the... Oh, yeah. Down. Make a health check.
What do I do?
Roll a d6.
I mean,
you're not going to spend points on it.
Roll a 5.
You're good. You're awake.
He's just bleeding out that much that he might like me.
Is gone.
Yeah. You're right. Troy. Hit.
You did.
Oh,
7.
Yeah. You did.
Dead.
Ouch.
Good day to you, sir.
How dead are you?
I'm dead.
That's negative 12.
Yes.
Oh, yep.
No, that's 13, isn't it?
Yeah. I was saying, you're dead, dead. There, I don't even think there's a role in the game that resuscitates
got
you
Matt.
At that point.
You got me?
I think if you're negative 11, you can come back.
For 7.
For 7. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Cody?
Just can't hit
miss.
Cody.
No, I can't.
He's agile. And it's on... Well, Troy's down, so it's on Matt. Matt.
We'll burn 3 on the next machine.
Cool.
For 5.
That'll get it.
Excellent.
So that's 4 out of 6 put down?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's and 1 on fire.
Yes.
And I'm rolling my luck.
I don't think there's luck.
There isn't.
One. It's just one of them's going to go.
Yep, one of them's gone. One, two. No, yours is
gone. Mine's already gone.
Troy's will move to you.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
5. Okay.
Cody's. The one who can't hit it anyway.
So it should be on me?
Yes, it is.
Only one fire a bullet left. At the last machine. I'll spend my last point of firearms.
Miss.
3.
Ping.
Cody.
I'm going to soak this last
one. Your one is...
Oh, it's on fire now.
It's yeah, it's destroyed enough. One disappears.
There's only one server left.
So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So Matt's is gone.
I'm going to start splashing gasoline on the last one.
Yes. He's gonna get one more shot at you.
Do I get a chance to change my pool?
If you want. You have one higher than 28?
Well, no. Oh, shit. I guess I don't get to go first anyway.
To be fair, Jeff could have been blowing 3 on each one of these hits.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't spent any on weapons.
Because this is what, our 4th round?
Go ahead and hit me.
Yes.
What are you going to do?
15, 18. Nothing. 21,
I'll just keep it.
He could have missed all twice.
Miss.
19. Yay!
That will take it to Matt.
You and I are standing at the same one. I'm splashing it with gasoline.
You're splashing it with gasoline?
Yeah, it's going to take another round for it to burn, so you might as well just break it if you can. Then she doesn't have to light it on fire.
Oh, no, she's still going to light it on fire, well, even if it breaks.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'll change my pool to mechanical, and I will burn 2 on destroying the last
one. Okay.
6.
That'll get it.
That's all 6 of them.
Goodbye, flautist of demon Azathoth.
Yep, the last one disappears. And Azathoth the cube appears. Disappears.
I thought he was doing something creepy to you, Matt. That's what I thought that role was.
Whose stability is lowest?
I'm the winner.
That's true.
The character who has lost the most total stability and sanity during the scenario who's...
immolates himself with gasoline.
...is struck by a sudden, horrible, climactic revelation. It was then, staring at those awful things, that I realized the truth. It was not the beings of the so-called Dimension Y that were half-real, it was us. We were the absurd dreams of malign and indifferent beings, and although we had kept them at bay this time, one day they would come to reclaim their playthings for good. He then makes another stability test.
Oh boy.
I'm going to take you with me if I go. Absolutely. 100%.
I just want to say I'm pulling from my fleeing pool, if necessary.
Oh, you lucky shit.
Because I'm telling you, all we would have had to have done...
No! You're low enough that your difficulty is higher. You need a 5.
With you and I standing together, Matt...
You take 6 more points.
I dropped the lighter.
I'm burning flea.
We're standing literally in a pile of gasoline.
Okay, I'm burning 8 flea.
I'm just saying, we're standing in a giant flammable room.
Roll a d6. Call odd or even.
Odd. 5.
You'll get out of the way.
All right.
You two can roll one more stability check.
I laugh 6, as I go.
2.
I laugh maniacally as I go.
Oh, yeah.
Because why not?
Run. She's a right nutter.
Oh, shit. The whole room's on fire.
You see a friend, loved one, or source of stability killed in a particularly gruesome manner or in a way you are helpless to avert. That's 8. Okay.
I still
Is that what you're picking?
You witness acts of torture because there's patients caged up in there where he's setting shit on fire. That's another 2.
Oh, you're compounding? I'm still above -12 then, so I'm good.
I mean, did I survive? Did I get out?
Yeah, you'll get out.
Sweet.
You're fine. Matt is probably on his way to the loony bin or pretty fucking
close. No, he's already going
upstairs, yeah. Oh, to my room.
Oh, Jesus Christ.